This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you watched the debate last night, and probably even if you didn't, you're up to speed on the news, the big story, the 2 minutes and 3 seconds that a black fly rested on Vice President Pence's white hair. Yes, of course, people timed it, and yes, of course, it took mere moments for fake fly Twitter accounts to appear. And then, not long after the debate ended, the Biden campaign was already selling fly swatters with the campaign logo and the words "Truth over Flies" on them. And by midnight, a campaign staffer tweeted they had already sold 15,000 of them. How does that happen? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on the campaign merch desk today.
A fly swatter is a very specific piece of campaign swag. The Biden campaign certainly didn't just have these sitting around. So how? In half an hour.
Truthfully, they haven't turned one single fly swatter around. They've taken a picture of the fly swatter, they've placed the graphic on it, and they've posted the picture.
Carrie Kleiner owns a company called Quench Promo. It distributes promotional products like t-shirts, hats, beer koozies.
I'm going to say the whoopee cushion was probably my weirdest one, which I did recently for a comedian.
Full disclosure, her company has worked with Marketplace on its marketing campaigns. Kleiner says companies like hers have an army of suppliers.
We've got suppliers that have fly swatters. There's at least one or two that I can think of.
So imagine this. The Biden team is watching the debate. They see the fly and the internet's reaction. They put up the product listing and reach out to whatever company they're working with to get the actual swatters made. We think this is roughly how it worked. The Biden campaign didn't respond to our request for comment. But the campaign's swag website says it's run by a custom print shop in Austin. The swatters are a way to engage supporters and to raise money. Chara Torres-Spellacy at Stetson University wrote a book on political branding.
Every time that you can sell a fly swatter for more than the fly swatter costs, that is money in the pocket of the Biden campaign.
The campaign is charging $10 per swatter, so it did at least $150,000 in sales last night. She says President Trump's campaign did this effectively in 2016 with its Make America Great Again hats. Matthew Kelly in Philadelphia is a Biden supporter who ordered a fly swatter last night. He notes it is kind of a risky purchase. It could take a while for the swatter to arrive.
I wouldn't be shocked if I don't get it until after the election. So I hope it's not a really grim reminder of like that time we all got excited about a fly swatter before Biden lost an election or something.
He'd like to keep it around for a few years. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.